Now entering Nerdist.com.
Chew It
with a guy named Kevin.
Chew It
and this other guy Steve.
Chew It
from the TV and the movies and now this podcast stream.
Chew It,
they're gonna get chewy.
Chew It,
they might even get me.
Chew It,
but they're gonna get funky on this podcast thing.
And mine's more moany. Mine's more moany.
Mine's unsatisfied.
Really? You want to eat more?
Well, I'm eating kale. I'm eating diet food.
Oh God.
Because we're dieting.
I'm so tired of the diet food already.
It's so fucking bullshit. Hello everybody. Hello Chew Crew. This is Steve.
Hey, this is Kevin.
We're hangry.
We're hangry.
We're so hangry.
Here's how unmasculine I was this weekend.
Okay.
I watched that Packers Seahawks game on the treadmill.
Yeah.
As I treadmilled.
Okay. That's a little manly.
Well, that's okay. And then when I was done, I watched the fourth quarter while I ate a salad.
Okay. Not manly.
You know what I mean? Most people were sitting around drinking beers, eating wings.
Oh, yeah. Especially for that overtime.
Yeah.
Going nuts, screaming.
I probably didn't
have the strength to scream.
I didn't. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh. Spinach salad.
I fell off the wagon. Do you know what falling off the wagon for me means?
Getting fucked up, wasted, drinking beers.
I haven't had a drop of any alcohol since New Year's Eve.
God, we sound like pussies.
I know. What's the day today? The 19th? The 20th?
Today is the 20th.
It's Wednesday the 20th?
It's Wednesday the 21st.
Okay. So it has been 3 weeks since I've had a drop of alcohol.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with us?
And I haven't had a sweet in that time either.
Wow.
In 3 weeks. Nor have I eaten anything bad for me.
But we had this conversation earlier. What do you eat for breakfast?
Two bowls of Frosted Flakes.
Okay. I mean, that's absurd that you say that is sweet.
Your first meal of the day.
That's more sugar than anything else.
Your first meal of the day, you burn that shit off. That doesn't count.
Okay.
I mean, after
all right, just don't say you haven't had a sweet, though.
Okay, fair. Fine.
You have two bowls of Frosted Flakes every morning.
Not every morning. Yesterday I had English muffins, Thomas's English muffins,
okay,
and cream cheese, not even butter.
Oh, well.
Cream cheese. It's
still cheese.
Okay, what? It's cream cheese, though.
It's creamy.
It's cream and cheese. But my point.
Steve Lemmy, nutritionist.
So this weekend, you know, a couple dudes came over to watch a football game.
Sure.
And they brought those Tostitos lime chips, which I mama fucking love. I'm going to chew those in 3 weeks.
Okay.
I'll be chewing that on this podcast.
Okay. Is there a question? What's your favorite type of chip here? The Tostitos lime chip.
Tostitos lime chip would be one of them. I also used to be a big Munchos fan, by the way.
Oh, I loved Munchos. I had Munchos every day at lunch when I was in high school.
Oh, man. You made Munchos your Lunchos.
I know. I ate Cruncho.
Okay, so anyway, so like, I was watching my friends eat all, and they brought like the Tostitos, like white queso bean dip,
oh,
and like nacho cheese dip.
Yeah, dog.
All that shit. I'm just watching them eating. I'm like, And then my kid, my 3-year-old, he was stuffing his face with those chips, loving them.
Right.
And finally, like, my wife gave him a little bowl of them.
Okay.
So you know, because he kept going over to the big bowl, which
right,
was fine. It's adorable.
Sure. That's how Tostitos does it. They get you addicted at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally, he'd had his fill. And he had five
he
large,
knew when to stop.
Five large chips left in his little bowl.
Okay.
And it was just, and he was gone. I was just sitting there in front of me.
Right.
And I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to have one. I just need the taste.
Sure.
And so it took a taste.
You don't want to throw it out.
No, you don't want to throw it out. Yeah. I ate it like a fucking pussy. Like
did you put it in that queso sauce?
No.
Queso sauce?
No, not yet. Not
okay,
yet.
Okay.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
But like I sat there and I was like, literally, it was like I was in Downton Abbey eating this fucking Tostito. Like
right.
My pinky was out. I took a sensible little bite.
Uh-huh.
Like as though I was trying it for the first time and I was scared of it. Like a little nibble. Then finally I finished it. And then like I waited 5 more minutes and then took the next one.
Right.
And then, like, made a self-effacing joke about it. Like, uh-oh, I'm falling off the wagon. And people were like, oh, I can see you just gained a pound, you know, like mocking
right,
me.
Right. Hysterical.
Finally, I finished them. Then, like, somebody, like, another, a whole other thing of chips was poured
Jesus.
Out.
Jesus. Okay.
And a guacamole dip was poured out.
Okay.
And finally, it was, like, late in the afternoon. It was in the second game. And, like, then the hunger had just set in. And I was like, fuck, I just need to taste that. And,
sure.
Like, I did it. And it was good. And I was like, let me just have, like, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Like, just, that's fine. That's fine.
Sure.
I had some of those.
No beers, though.
No beers.
Okay.
And then I was like, fuck it. I had 5. I've had 5 more. I've had 10. let me just have five more. 15 is a good number. Then I had five more, and then I was like,
justification.
I was like, you know, fuck it. Floodgates open. I'm eating. Yeah. I'm doing it.
Right.
And
right.
So then I did it. Like I kept eating the fucking chips right. and guacamole dip.
And you woke up on the bathroom floor crying with chips all over you.
Well, I punished myself by not having dinner that night. I was so full of nachos right. and guacamole.
Right. It's not punishment. It's just that you were full.
I was full. But this is how. So for those of you who don't know, we're shooting a television pilot in a couple of weeks, and
yeah.
You know, we have to go on our crash diet.
Well, because we, you know, I think we let ourselves go a little bit.
But I've always done a version of it, like before Super Troopers, yeah. before like all of them, where you're like, all right, I'm gonna be on film. The camera adds 10 pounds. I got to get in shape.
Yeah,
like you always do that. You get in shape.
Yeah, it's also though like good motor. Like my wife was commenting on this was, it's always a good excuse. To get your shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to get motivated to get my shit together like that.
Yeah.
But at least if you know you have a hard date of like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to shoot this thing.
Yeah.
It's like if you have your high school reunion or your whatever it is, you get that thing that makes you do it.
A wedding even.
Correct.
Sure. But the issue then is that like, the two of us and Soder and Stolhansky, we go out to like lunch with the crew after, you know, like we're doing a location scout.
Right.
And it's all these dudes and chicks, and they're all eating like, you know, like our production designer, Jessica, she's eating like a bacon turkey sandwich. Or like, and it was even fattier than that. It was like a bacon fried chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
Right.
Everybody, they're eating wings and all that shit.
Sure.
And we're sitting there eating. I had a fucking parfait for lunch.
I know you did.
I ordered a fucking parfait for lunch.
I know you did. I looked over and saw you had a parfait.
Yeah, and the three of you guys were eating salads. And yeah. It's like, and then it, like that was Friday. At the end of the day, they were like, yeah, we're just going to grab a couple beers in the production office. You guys come? And we're like, no.
That's the biggest pussy part of it, you know, we're held out as these guys, you know, the beer fest guys, and, you know, you start working with new crew members and they're excited to have some beers with you and whatever. And the production guys came into the office the other day and were like, what kind of beers can we stock the fridge with for you guys? Mm. And we're like, nothing, thanks.
Yeah.
What, seriously? No, come on. What kind of beers do you guys want?
Just water would be great. Thank you. God, it's so sad.
And then
sad.
Their faces drop.
It's so sad.
And they're like, who are the fuck are these guys?
Yeah, speaking
I'm going to bury those motherfuckers at the rap party. Though.
Oh, fuck, they're dead.
They're right now.
They're fucking dead.
Those guys are dead meat.
That's the thing, though. It's like I was rushing to get out of the house to come over here.
Yeah.
And I forgot my bottle of water. And when I got here, I was like, ah, fuck, I forgot my bottle of water. Like fucking water.
Because you're monitoring how many ounces you drink.
Yesterday, I had 116 ounces of water.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You're like the dude in the X-Men, just turns into water and
dude
floats away.
Pissing all night long.
Right.
Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand why they're like, oh, you should. Okay, so we had a funny conversation because Stolhansky was like, I read that you are supposed to drink half your body weight in water. Like, what are you talking about?
Like a day?
Yeah, and he was like, you know, if you weigh 180 pounds, you're supposed to drink 90 pounds of water a day. We were like, you're out of your fucking mind. That's right.
It's impossible.
You're not taking in 90 pounds
right.
of liquid. Like that's
and
not.
I would drink 120 pounds of liquid.
Yeah, like
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Not, that's not a diet. And he's like, no, I'm telling you, I read it. And then he forwarded the article.
Okay.
And I looked at it, and it was like, no, what it is you cut your body weight in half, and you drink that many ounces. So I don't.
So it would be. He would drink 90 ounces of water, which yeah. makes much more sense.
Yeah. But so I, like, you know, I probably weigh like 165. I don't really need to weigh like 82 ounces.
Yeah.
I went above and beyond that shit
okay.
yesterday.
You did it. You did it.
Yeah. A few days in a row.
I'm gonna break it on Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
I'm going to break the whole thing.
You're going to let
I'm going to go off the wagon.
Okay.
I'm going to eat some shit.
Yeah. I'm going to be at a wedding that weekend.
Oh, yeah. You're
fucked. Be in Miami.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Super Bowl Sunday is like it's a national holiday.
Sure.
I'll be rooting against the Pats.
That's cool. You'll just look fat in the pilot. You know, we start shooting the pilot on Tuesday after yeah. Super Bowl Sunday. It's cool.
I won't go too crazy, but I am going to go. I'm going to have a little something.
Dude, you do what you want.
You do what you need to do.
You have the luxury.
Super Bowl Sunday is one of my favorite days of the year, so.
I know.
I just think it's a
Super
good
Bowl
day.
Sunday, Old Timers Day. What else? Yankee Old Timers Day. Right. What else? What else is your favorite day?
One of my favorite days of the year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Halloween?
That's not your favorite day of the year.
Okay.
Is it? Is it though?
No, no. I like, you know, I like Super Bowl Sunday.
You love Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. I'm into it, man.
Dog, I hear you, dog. I'm going to be flying. What time does the Super Bowl start this year?
I think, in our West Coast thing, it's like a 3:30.
Ugh, I'm going to be on the fucking plane.
Really? During the Super Bowl?
Listen.
Plan ahead, bro.
Dude.
You know when the Super Bowl
dude,
is.
Dude, I can't even talk. It's like,
who made your reservations?
This is my wife.
Oh, God.
My wife.
Okay.
This is a whole other thing. I've like now, oh, forget it.
She made your reservations during the Super Bowl.
I don't want to complain. I'm hangry.
Well,
I'm fucking hangry.
But that's one of those deals where like the pilot will be giving you the score of the.
That's fine.
I guess we don't have a lot of Super Bowl fans on this flight today.
I know we're flying Southwest too. No TV.
Oh Jesus!
The whole thing's poorly planned.
Southwest does not have a direct flight from here to Miami.
I know. I just discovered that this
morning.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
I just discovered that when I looked.
Who bought these flights for you?
My fucking wife.
She bought you a non-direct flight to Miami.
I'm hangry, bro.
During the Super Bowl?
You're treading on thin fucking ice. You're treading on thin ice. I'm hangry.
That is unbelievable.
I am hangry. But you know what I've had to eat today?
Yeah.
Two bowls of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, then you're not hangry.
I'm fucking hangry.
I mean, come on.
I had that at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
I had a gigantic bowl of sugar. What the fuck else? What do I need?
I had that at 8 o'clock in the morning. All right, anyway.
Can we plug first?
Yeah, plug.
We got this event coming up, which is an exciting, fun event in San Francisco.
I can't wait.
It's the San Francisco Sketch Fest is doing a tribute to Broken Lizard.
Mm.
And so it's on February 7th in San Francisco at the Cobbs Comedy Club at 8 p.m.
Mm.
And we're all going to be there, all the Lizard guys. All five of us will be assembled on stage.
Mm.
And there's going to be kind of like a panel discussion. We'll show some clips. We'll have some laughs. We'll have some beers.
Yeah.
And so people should come out. If you're in the San Francisco area, come out. You can get tickets at the sfsketchfest.com, or you can follow the festival at sfsketchfest on Twitter.
I'm not having beers.
You might not have beers. I might have a beer. We'll only have a couple days left of the shoot at that point.
Dude, I've been nailing it.
I know. You're good. But come out. If you're in the San Francisco area, it'll be fun. We'll have some laughs. It's February 7th, Cobbs Comedy Club, 8 p.m. San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Yeah.
Be there.
It's going to be great.
Or don't be there.
It's going to be fucking great.
It's going to be fun.
Okay. Are we done with plugs?
Yeah, that's the only plug I have.
Okay. So, listen, we put it out there on Twitter. We decided to do another episode where we answer questions.
I love question episode.
I love question episode, too.
We haven't done one in like a year.
We should
do
more.
It's been like a year since we've done a question episode.
We should do more question episodes.
Yeah. We got great questions.
Yeah. Next week we should do, we need to do one for the ladies too. We need to do a dedicated episode for the ladies.
I don't understand. Like we've talked about lady issues?
Whatever it is, you know. But we should get some suggestions from people, like questions that ladies want to know. Just something for the ladies, Kev.
Okay. Like what? Like what's a man looking for? That
sure.
Kind of thing,
that's something. You know, what do we like?
Okay.
You know, we could tell female relevant stories.
Okay.
We could, any questions that female listeners want to ask us.
Sure.
We could answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an episode for the ladies.
Sure. No, I know.
It's me coming the other way. Instead, like, you know, we always, you know, say dick comments and things like that. And it's like, I like to apologize and then I never stick to it.
Right.
This is my reaction to that.
I hope that I have enough material to fill up, you know, an hour, hour and a half for
material?
The ladies.
What are you talking? Life is your
That's
material.
What I mean, though. I mean, you know.
You love ladies, don't you, Kev?
Yeah, I love to watch the red carpet on
yeah,
Oscar
you love
day.
The Oscars? We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll...
We do have to do an Oscar episode,
we'll
too.
Meld it into our Oscar episode.
Because somebody wrote that as a question. Are we going to do an Oscar
That's
episode?
Right here. Scott Minifee.
Right.
At King's First Cup. Oh, fuck him, because I'm a Rangers fan. The Kings beat the Rangers last year.
Okay.
You're going to do another Oscars podcast like last year when you discussed the Best Picture noms. Enjoyed it big time. Yes, Scott, we are.
Yeah, we definitely should. I got to watch a few more of them, though.
Yeah.
I'm a little behind on the
I'm
screeners.
A little behind, too.
I've seen a bunch of them, and I like a bunch of them. But you know.
I've seen some good ones.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about this then. All right, do you want to... So we've got a bunch of questions here.
Great questions.
You want to go first, or should I go first?
I don't care. Go ahead. You got one in your mind that you...
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, this one is from L Dude.
L Dude?
Yeah, okay. At L Dude 1277.
Okay.
What was the first thing you bought once you got that first payday from entertainment career?
Okay, entertainment career.
Yeah.
Thank you, L Dude.
Thanks, L Dude.
You want to know the funny thing about it? The crazy thing about it, Lemmy?
Tell me, Kev.
You're sitting on it right now.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
That couch. The couch is in my office.
My ass. You bought my ass.
I bought your ass. Oh. I bought your ass and everything in it.
You can have it. You can have it, Kev.
No, I remember we got one of our first paychecks, and I went down to Macy's. We were in New York. I went down to Macy's.
Yeah.
And I bought a big comfy couch and chair combo.
Yeah.
And brought and had it delivered to my little apartment on 96th Street.
Okay.
And brought they brought it to the living room and it overwhelmed the living room.
Yeah.
It was just too big. It was massively big, which was great. I liked that.
Yeah, yeah. You wanted something like
that. And
that
was like, I don't know, 15 years ago. And it has since been demoted to couch. And now it's the couch in my office.
Sure.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on it.
That's the best place for that couch.
That's right. It's a man's couch.
Now, what was it? Was it Super Troopers that allowed you to buy this? Or Club Dread?
It was pre-Club Dread. I think it was either Super Troopers. I think it was Super Troopers, yeah. Or it was like...
Because Super Troopers...
Right after Super Troopers, I wrote a script for the guy who bankrolled Super Troopers, Pete Langell.
Yeah.
I wrote a script for him, and he paid me to write the script, and that it might have been that. I'm not sure.
I think there also might be another possibility, which is what I used to buy my first.
Okay. We have a gag order on that project, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to name names okay. or anything like that. I'm going to protect
We ghost wrote something.
Yeah. So, because Super Troopers, we didn't get, just so people know, we didn't get paid. We got paid scale.
Yeah. It's like minimum wage.
Yeah, it's like, what was it? Like $1,500 a week or something like that? That
much? No. 1100? Not even close. No, yeah. No way. I don't think so.
What did we get paid?
I thought it was like $7,000 for the whole movie. Is that possible?
Okay, so that's what I mean. Like $1,200 a week.
Okay, for 6 weeks.
Well, we shot 5 weeks, right?
Okay.
And yeah, we got paid
I can't
scale.
Remember. I can't remember. Whatever it was.
We got SAG scale plus 10.
Yeah.
10% for
when you
agents.
When you factored in the actual hours we put in.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Carrying equipment and driving cars. And
yeah.
Acting.
Yeah, but.
And writing.
After we shot that, we were approached by somebody who asked, who told us a story about their friend who had sold a script to a big studio.
Yeah.
Who had pitched an idea and gotten paid a shitload of money.
I want to say Disney.
And now had not written a single page of it, and it was due in a month.
Right.
Or due in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And needed some help. And so he suggested us, and we went and met the guy, and we said, okay, we need to get paid this much money to do it. The guy right. got paid a shitload of money. We're like, yeah. if we're going to write your script for you, we want this much money.
Right.
And the guy said, okay.
Well, the nice thing is that he balked. And then it was one of your good negotiating moments, Lemmy.
Mm.
Or like he offered us something, and then you're like, no, we want this.
Oh, yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, ooh, that's quite an ask, Lemmy.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, all right, because he was so fucking desperate.
You have to admit, Kev, yeah. I've had some good negotiations.
You did a good job that time. Yeah.
That time.
That's the first and only, but go ahead.
Okay, fine. I'll take it. I'll tell you what, it bought this couch, Kev.
No, it didn't buy that couch.
It bought this fucking couch. So what happened is I bought a TV.
Yeah.
I bought my first TV.
With that dude's money?
With the money, with my money.
I know, but that dude paid you.
But that dude paid me to
for
do
your
his
work.
Job.
Correct.
So my money. And then we had a writing session at my house. It was a TV set that probably at the time cost like $800.
Yeah.
And it was
one of those gigantic, I mean, you won't see those anymore, but it was one of those 800-pound TVs.
Yes, right? But it was a flat screen.
Right.
So not high definition, but it was my first flat screen.
It was not a curved screen.
TV.
It was a flat screen with the big thing on the back, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you didn't have one yet.
I certainly did not have one.
Yeah, no, because, no. You know, you've always copied me, my purchases.
Right.
But I remember he walked in. You were at my house because we were
right.
in the writing session
right.
there.
And occasionally you two would be at odds.
Well, this,
would
this
you
was,
say that?
This was the first thing.
Oh, okay.
Because this is one of the early sessions. And he walked in, and I was like, hey, dude. I was like, see that TV set? You bought that for me. It was a joke. But
his
he
face
didn't,
dropped.
He didn't take too kindly
no,
to that.
He didn't like that. I don't know why, though. I guess he's like...
yeah, and then that...
He didn't want to see the fruits of his labor.
Yeah.
Or his lack thereof.
And then that was the first misstep, and then we really didn't get along very well at all after that. So that was my first
okay.
purchase.
So you bought a TV, I bought a couch.
Yeah.
Nothing noble. It's not like I...
No, but if you and I had been roommates, we had the perfect setup.
Yeah, we had a good setup.
Yeah.
We had a good setup.
All right, so that's... Thanks, L-Dude.
Okay. L-Dude.
What do you got, Kev?
How about Josh at J Lowell?
Okay.
J L O E W E L. He said, who are some of the guests that you want to have on your podcast this year?
Okay.
And he's a CCR, Chew Crew regular, he writes.
Oh, I like
that. I love that. Thank you, Josh.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you, Josh. Lowell, I assume your last name is. J Lowell.
Okay. Do people call him J Lo?
I don't know. I mean, I would go J Lo if I were him.
For sure. I'm going to call him J Lo.
Right. Or he can go, he could even go Joe Lo.
He could.
J O L O.
Actually, if he if you really want to get technical, he could go Joe Lo, L O W.
Sure.
And that would still count.
Sure.
Joe Lo.
So many options.
I mean, seriously.
So who are some of the guests we want to have on the podcast this year? I don't know. We're going to load up on guests. As soon as we shoot this pilot, we're going to load up on some guests episodes.
Yeah, we're going to. The reason why we're doing a lot of the two of us is just because we're so busy with the pilot. It's just easier for us to
it's hard to schedule studio time because we don't know our schedule.
Yeah.
It's a little busy.
We'll probably have
a
little Broken Lizard one of these days with Paul and Eric.
Yeah. You know who I was thinking I'd love to have on the podcast this year?
Who?
Cloris Leachman.
Oh, she'd be great.
I mean, she would be one of the all-star, because she has amazing stories. Mm-hmm. Like, just sitting at the dinner table with Beerfest, and she tells stories about, whatever, partying with Kennedy, whatever the hell she just,
Yeah.
And the all the movies she's made, and she's just an innately funny person.
Sure. Yeah.
I would love to have Cloris Leachman on, if she would have us.
I would, too.
Yeah.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would like to have... on our podcast, Mick Jagger.
Yeah, but I'm being realistic, though.
How the fuck do you know? You don't know me, bro.
I mean,
you don't know me.
Do you think, what are the chances you get Mick Jagger on the podcast?
Very strong.
I think they want to know more realistic.
Keith Richards.
I'm not asking you, who,
Here's what I can...
I'm trying to be realistic here.
Okay, let's see.
Is it so hard? What about Cheech and Chong?
I'd like to have Cheech on here.
Wouldn't you like to have Cheech on?
I would like to have
and
Cheech
on. And you are working with him on a few things, right?
With a few things. I've tried to have him on.
Right.
But I keep getting roadblocked.
By?
Actually, you know who I want to have on the podcast?
Yeah.
Lavelle Crawford.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
That's a funny dude.
He's fucking hilarious.
And you're working with him on a few things, right?
Yeah, we're working a couple things together.
So that would be great to have him on.
I'd love to have him.
Why don't you get him on?
I will. I will. I will say this. I mean, the funny thing is, I have this, Lavelle is from the Deep South.
Yeah.
He's not from the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
He's from St. Louis.
And for those who don't know him, he's a comedian. He's in Breaking Bad. He's the bodyguard to Saul.
Yeah, he's
the lawyer.
Huey.
He's the gigantic black dude.
Yeah, he and Bill Burr are,
the henchmen of.
Yeah, and so and he's a great stand-up
Better call
comedian.
Saul.
Sometimes he can be a little difficult to understand because he's got a thick accent.
Right.
And but he's goddamn hilarious.
Sure, he'd be great to have on.
He's goddamn hilarious.
What about Willie Nelson? We talked about that.
I'd love to have Willie Nelson on.
We told Jay to broker the deal for us.
Yeah. But Jay never remembers anything after 5 minutes. We'll ask him again. We saw Jay last night. We should have.
But no, I think Cheech and Chong would be great, too. Or Cheech, whoever.
Or Cheech or Chong.
Yeah, either one
or
of them.
Or both. And if we, ideally we're going to be making Super Troopers 2 this year.
Yeah, we'll get people, all kinds of people on.
Yeah, that'll be star-studded. Okay, well then.
The other thing I'd like to do is, I love these, I like a lot of these behind-the-scenes stuff that we do. We'll get crew people on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get some. I want to get some more people with great stories. You know who would be a great guy to have on?
Who?
Crew guy?
Who?
You know, would be awesome. I mean, nobody will know the name, but he's a super successful.
Who?
Artist Robinson.
Oh, Artist Robinson would be great.
Artist Robinson is the AD, who is a famous AD, which is the assistant director, and the assistant director is basically the foreman of the set. He's in charge of everything, the scheduling and the making sure people are where they need to be. He's the man in charge. And Artist Robinson is a guy who's done huge movies.
Huge movies.
And he's done movies with us.
Huge movies. And also is a great musician. He has played on stage with Willie Nelson.
That's true. But yeah, I'd like to get some more crew folks.
Okay.
Some more behind the camera crew folks.
Hey.
Because I think those are fun.
They are fun.
Yeah.
And thanks for the laughs, Kev, by the way. Thanks for the laughs. Here, you'll find the relevance here. Here's the question I like. From Hot Randy.
Okay.
At Bra Pulido? Brapulido.
Brapulido.
Hot Randy at Brapulido.
That must be his last name, Randy Brapulido.
Randy Brapulido. Yeah, that's a great name.
That's a great fucking name. Write that down.
Randy Brapulido.
Randy Brapulido.
Jesus Christ.
Love it. I
love
that
Brapulido.
Name. Okay.
Do you think they call him Randy or I think Brops?
You got to be a last name guy if that's
hey,
your name. Brapulido.
Yo, Brapulido.
Yo, Brapulido.
Yo, Brops. Yo, Lido.
That's fucking great. Okay, anyway, what's Randy Brapulido's question?
Fuck, marry, kill. Any three co-actors you've worked with, ladies and men?
Oof, that's hard.
So I think I would kill... I'll say Sam Levine.
And you have.
And I have.
You have killed him in a movie.
Yeah. Did I kill him?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He is. You wrote it.
I killed him off. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'd kill him.
Do you think he would be hurt by that, or do you think that...
No. I bet he relishes
that. He loves
that
kind of shit.
I bet he relishes
that shit.
He
loves that shit.
I would fuck... The reason I ask this question now is because it's relevant. I would fuck Cloris Leachman.
Okay. For what reason? For the...
I think
the story of it.
I think for the everything, for the story of it. But like she's a beautiful woman.
Oh my God, she's fucking great.
And she was absolutely stunning when she was younger.
And sassy as shit.
She's got great stories. She's I gotta tell you, when we made Beer Fest with her, I was like, this old lady's horny. This old lady is horny. Like she wants. I mean, she was all over Chandra Sekhar.
True, she wanted a kiss from Chandra Sekhar.
Like she had no interest in me, but I was also dressed up as Finkelstein. So like,
yeah. But Chandra Sekhar's exotic to her.
Sure, sure, yeah. But like. You know, I guess for the story, too, I'd go there with Cloris Leachman.
Sure,
okay, and then marry, I'm going to say marry Lance Henriksen.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, that's my guy. Because I could spend the rest of my life with him.
Sure.
We just talk about Stone Cold all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you were all fucking googly-eyed when you hung out with him. So.
Oh, my God. I mean, I followed him around.
Sure.
He could have made me his lackey, like, oh, Steve, go get me some fucking coffee.
Sure.
Hey, Steve, do you want to go outside and smoke a fucking cigarette? I actually don't smoke anymore, Lance, but you haven't answered my fucking question. Okay, I'll go out with you. Okay, grab me some fucking coffee on the way. Okay, Lance, I will. Hold on.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Can you
smoke a cigarette with me? I haven't smoked cigarettes in 10 years. Smoke a fucking cigarette with me.
But if I do, I'll get addicted again. Who cares, you fucking pussy? Yeah. Smoke.
Okay. Smoke it.
I need to put out my cigarette. Hold out your fucking hand. Okay, hold on a second. Ow! Quit fucking yelling. Okay, Lance.
Thanks for the ashtray, brother.
Yeah, brother. Love you, brother. Peace. Fuck you. God, love that.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. How about you?
Fuck and marry are the same to me.
Boo. Boo.
There was an extra in one of our movies.
Oh.
Puddle Cruiser.
Okay.
She was at the party.
Okay.
In Puddle Cruiser.
Okay.
Sitting next to Paul Soder.
Okay.
Jesus. That's the one.
Thanks for the laugh.
That's
Kevin.
The one.
Thanks for the laugh.
That's my wife. I did marry
okay.
her.
Fuck.
I did marry her.
How about make love?
Fucking marry.
We didn't ask make love.
Make love and marry.
Yeah.
That's her. That's her. That's
okay.
the one. For
Thanks
me.
For the laughs. Thanks for the laughs, Kevin.
That's
okay.
for it. No, the problem is, I think like just about every leading lady we've had in a Brooklyn Legend movie is marryable because they're awesome.
Sure.
Kobe, Bowlby,
Brittany, Jordan,
Marissa Coughlin.
Sure.
Come on.
But like when I first looked at this question, I was like, okay, marry. I'll say Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of me said, well, but that's not a very funny answer.
It's not funny.
I'll do Lance Henriksen.
Okay. That's a great one.
Yeah. And then I said, Kevin will probably have some funny answers for this.
Well, I'll give you a kill.
Okay.
Donald Sutherland.
Okay. Why?
I'd kill any actor that asked me what their motivation is.
Okay, so it's not
I just kill somebody like that.
Not that he was rude to you.
He was kind of. He was a dick to
he
me.
He was a dick to you.
He was a dick to me.
You can fucking dish.
But I respect him, and he was awesome.
Have we told a story about how he was a dick to you?
I don't know. We were shooting Beer Fest,
mm-hmm.
and we shot that. Scene late, like the scene with Donald later, after we came back from New Mexico, we shot it in L.A. And it was one of those deals where it was just gonna we were gonna get the biggest best actor we could, and Warner Brothers was willing to pay some good money to get somebody for a cameo, and we got Donald Sutherland. We were fucking pumped. We were psyched. We had Donald Sutherland for a half a day for whatever they paid him, a lot of money. And so and so he came. We shot it on a set. It's like maybe the ER set, I think. Didn't we shoot it on the ER set? On the lot of Warner Brothers.
Yeah, 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 right there.
And it was a set. It was a set of ER. And yeah. He was in this hospital bed. And so he was like getting his makeup on, and Jay was talking to him, and I was so excited, and I walked up to him, and Jay introduced me, because it's always hard to introduce, like we have a lot of different jobs, you know? So I wasn't acting that day, so he just introduced me as the writer of Beer Fest, which we all are, but, you know, whatever. He was trying to make it easy for Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
You know? And so he's like, hey, this is Kevin. He's the writer. He goes, oh, the writer. Perfect. Mm. And I was like, oh, good to meet you. Whatever. I was excited to meet Donald Sutherland.
Of course.
I fucking love Donald Sutherland.
Of course.
And he points at one of his lines. He goes, I've been meaning to ask you this. What does this line mean?
Yeah.
And it was just some inane, you know, line, just some simple line. And I got put on the spot, although I probably didn't write the line. Like, the five of us wrote the script together.
You probably didn't write the line. Yeah.
Right. And so he's like, what is this? And I was like, oh, well, you know, it just means, you know, like you're saying, hey, you know, my grandson, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I didn't ask you for a line read. I want to know what this line means. And I was like a kid in like a high school classroom who couldn't answer the question. I was like,
yeah.
And he got real kind of prickly about it, you know, like trying to read between the lines of his character. And it's like, fuck you, dude. You're a fucking dude in a hospital bed drinking beers and dying.
Sure.
That's what you are.
Sure. Well, then to his credit, not to defend him, because I don't like people being mean to my friends.
Sure. He was dickish and... Yes. Okay, go ahead.
But to defend,
yes.
defend him,
yeah.
We offered him the mug with the tube to suck out the beer for him.
Sure.
And he said, my character wouldn't have a glass which had beer sucked out of it. I'm going to drink the beers.
Right.
And so he chugged all those beers. And then we said, in between takes, we said, if you need to go to the bathroom, he's like, my character's confined to a hospital bed.
I can't go to the bathroom.
And so he sat there and chugged all those beers.
He did.
And never went to the bathroom.
He was great. That's why he's great. And that's why he, you know, is a legend in the movie industry. Is because he did a great job. And it was impressive standing there doing it. But it was like, he wasn't the warmest man in the world.
No.
And it was funny because Stalhansky wasn't acting that day either. Yet Stalhansky plays essentially his grandson, his beloved grandson.
Yeah.
And so Stalhansky walks into the hospital room, and Sutherland's lying in the bed, and Jay or me or whatever, we're like, hey, this is Eric Stalhansky. He plays actually your grandson. And Sutherland could not have cared less.
Yeah.
He's like, great. And like, then he went to the bathroom.
That's awesome.
You know, he could not have cared less.
That's fucking great. What a dick. What a dick. We should do an episode about the biggest dicks. And
I don't know that we've worked with a lot. That's why it's hard to do this, the kill thing. But the kill thing, if you know, but you want me to pick a guy who's not warm and fuzzy, I would say he's the guy who's not warm and fuzzy.
Sure, but we've certainly met our fair share of fucking assholes in this.
We probably have, yes. Yes, yes, okay. Yes, yes.
And as a rule of thumb, by the way, in general, you know, if it's a funny line, you probably didn't write it.
I don't know about that. I certainly delivered it, though. I certainly delivered it.
Okay, your turn. Go. Let's see. Probably gonna be a real earnest question, isn't it? Tell me about the film.
All right, here's
experience.
This one. Okay, Joe Barros at Joe Barros One.
Okay,
he writes. Given the chance, who would you like to have a beer with the most? Given a chance, who would you like to have a beer with the most?
Mm.
You know, a lot of things popped in my mind. You know, it's like, you know, Obama or, you know, what it was like, Bill Parcells, you know, that kind of shit popped in my mind. And then I was thinking like, cause I've seen like a couple of pictures of it recently, Andre the Giant.
Oh,
like having a beer with Andre the Giant. Cause like I've read about like,
sure.
He would drink like as a beer, he would drink like a fucking vat of beer.
Oh yeah. It's you like know? He would have like 186 bottles of wine at one meal.
Right.
Yeah.
So like you'd sit down with him and they'd put like a barrel, they'd put a keg of beer down and he would wrap his hand around it and he would drink out of that, I'm sure.
That would be pretty fantastic.
I think that would be a fun guy to have a beer with. I mean, he's no longer with us. But
sure, yes. Rest his soul.
Yeah. But, I mean, how much fun would that be with that dude?
That would be...
Having a fucking beer.
I mean, truthfully...
It would last all night. One beer would last all night.
I would like to just... I'd just like to have a meal with that dude.
Sure.
Just watch him.
Sure.
Of course, I couldn't eat anything because I'm trying to get in shape.
Right.
I'd but have my kale. God, he would think we were the biggest pussies on earth.
I'm going to eat 15 chickens. What are you going to eat?
Kale salad and some water, please. No ice.
15 chickens and a keg of beer, please.
Yeah. And probably more than that, by the way. That's what Gunter that's what Gunter Schlierkamp has for his. Let's see. Who would I like to have a beer with? I would have to say, that's a good question.
It is, right?
That's a good question. I think I'd like to have, oh, man. There's so
it's
many,
hard, right?
That's a Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger again. I'd like to
have. Does he drink still, you think? Or
I don't know. Probably not. He's a pretty healthy dude these days. Let's see. Who would I really like to spend some time? Oh, you know who I'd love to have a beer with? Sam Elliott.
Oh, he comes in my questions later here.
I would just love, like, first of all, I'd love, I'd make sure to pour a lot of head on that beer for him just so it could get all in his mustache.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then just lick it out of his mustache.
Yeah, lick it and be like, oh, God.
No, you would lick it out of his mustache.
Oh, yeah, but he'd still be going, oh, God. I'd lick it out of his mustache and be like, excuse me, Sam, I just need to, let me just do this for you.
Right. Or let me get up in your mustache.
Yeah, well, you could also get the fuck off me.
Right.
But then I just sit there and listen. Oh, you know.
But you've had a beer with Sam Elliott, haven't you?
I have.
I'd
love to have another one with him. I had beer. He was having whiskey.
One wasn't enough.
He was having whiskey. Well, that's the thing. It's like he does the voice for Coors. Like, I'd like to have him be like, let's have a Coors. It's the banquet beer. Oh, my God. That would be fucking great.
That'd be great. He could narrate your beer drinking as it's going on.
Oh, yeah. Feel the cool Rocky Mountain freshness hit the back of your throat. God damn it. That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. This one comes from at Ryganey, R-Y-G-A-I-N-E-Y.
Okay.
If both of you...
Oh, this is the one I was talking about. Good.
If you both could be in a remake of a Swayze flick... Which one would you choose, and whose role would you play? It's an interesting question because I have to narrow it down. Obviously, Point Break, Youngblood, and Roadhouse would be.
I got Point Break and Roadhouse, yeah. But you wouldn't. That's the thing. You couldn't play the Swayze part. You would have to play a different part.
See, that's what I had to say because my answer is I'd be Swayze, duh.
Right.
In a remake of a Swayze, but I'd be Swayze. Oh,
is that what he's asking?
I don't know. If,
would you be Dalton? Would you be?
Or be
Bodie? Would you be? Who would you be?
Or would you be? What was his name?
I don't know. In Youngblood, I'm not sure.
It was Dean Youngblood. It's Sutton.
Sutton. Okay.
Derek Sutton.
Okay. Dalton, Sutton, or Bodie?
I mean, they're both.
I'd be Dalton.
You'd be Dalton?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd be Bodie then.
Would you?
In that case, I'd be Bodie.
Okay.
Fucking criminal.
I'd be Dalton
surfer.
In a second. But if I did those movies, like for example, if I did Roadhouse,
are you sure you wouldn't do Two Wong Fu?
I might do Two Wong
Thanks
Fu.
Thanks for the love.
I might do Two Wong Fu. I didn't think about that.
Okay.
That one. But I was also thinking I would
be. You'd be Leguizamo, though.
Well, I was thinking I would be Demi Moore in Ghost.
Okay, now you're getting someplace. Yeah. Oh, in that case, I'd be Jennifer Grey in Dirty Dancing. What up?
But I think what would I was trying to think about if it was remade with Swayze, what part would I play in the Swayze? And then there would be a difference between what part do I want to play and what part do I get cast in? Like in Roadhouse, I'd want to be Sam Elliott.
Sure.
But I would end up being like that fat...
The bouncer.
The fat bouncer. The fight, like, kind,
yeah,
friendly
yeah.
bouncer that's friends with Swayze.
Sure. The one that, like, when they have the first staff meeting, he's eating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would be that guy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Like, Swayze in Point Break, like, I would want to be Keanu Reeves or whatever, but I would end up being Gary Busey.
Sure.
I would be the guy who was eating a hot dog.
Sure, sure.
Sitting in the cop car.
Sure. Okay, I got you. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I wouldn't cast you in that role, Kev. You're fucking goddamn good looking. I don't know what your problem is.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Okay, go. Thanks, Ryganey.
Oh, that was my... I was going to do that one. Son of a bitch.
Did I?
I have a good one here. Okay. Mike Bernard at NH Red Chucks.
Oh, okay.
Mike Bernard at NH Red Chucks. He says, what mistake... that makes it all the way through the final edit of a Broken Lizard movie drives you crazy.
Yeah. I couldn't.
I have a couple. They don't drive me crazy. I actually find them funny now.
Yeah.
Like I can think of two from Super Troopers.
Okay.
That I always think of when I see the movie.
Okay.
Or I notice or whatever it is. One is when the pigs in the Winnebago and the fighting or whatever's going on and the Winnebago's rocking.
Yeah.
Like you can see the feet of us. Like I'm on the other side of the Winnebago with some other people, like maybe my brother or some other crew guys, and we're physically rocking it.
Okay.
And in that scene you can see our feet.
Sure.
Rocking the Winnebago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Which I always find kind of funny.
Okay.
It's my feet.
Yeah, it's good.
The other mistake I always find funny and kind of weird, and it's super technical, but like it's that shot of you. It's that shot of you that we shot the wrong angle and we flopped it.
Yeah.
So basically what happens is, you know, people don't think about this, but when you're shooting a movie and you're shooting one side, like one character talking to another character, and you'll shoot the person, you have to have them have the proper eye line talking to each other. Like, you have to, basically it's called being on the same side of the line, whatever, but basically you can look to the right of the camera, left of the camera, and the right down the camera. But you have to figure out which side to look at in order to match up the way the person you're talking to is looking.
Yeah.
And if you don't match it up, it looks like a blind person conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like where the person just looks off into the wrong place.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of noticeable. So it's in the bulletproof jockstrap scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it's a close up of Lemmy when he goes, "Thanks, Chief," and we shot the shot and he was looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
like the eye line was wrong, and then you're fucked. You're like, "Oh fuck!" Like it looks like a blind. Like he's yelling this off in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
and we had the editor George Folsey, who they came in to help us because we didn't know what the fuck we were doing, right? And so he said, "Oh, that's cool. You just flopped the shot." Like, what are you talking about? He goes, "Well, you just flip the negative so that your eyes are pointing in the other direction."
Yeah.
Now, what that means, though, is it's that mirror negative of a picture where there's something off about it. There's when you look at it, there's something fucked up about it because your head's moving the wrong way for itself.
Sure. Well, you've just seen the person in their proper
right.
way, and now it's like the part of their hair is on the other side.
Yeah, it's like you're looking in the mirror at somebody.
Yeah.
And so whenever I see you do it and I see that shot, "Thanks, Chief," I always find it to be pretty funny because I know it's the...
Yeah.
It's you flipped around.
Yeah.
It's the wrong side of you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? No, it's... But that's pretty... It's not so ticky. It throws me every time.
Yeah. No, and I don't think people... It's not the kind of thing you would notice unless you were told to notice it. Like, it's not like a mistake. You know?
Yeah.
It was a mistake in the shooting.
Yeah.
But it's not like a... You know, like you go on IMDb and it's like, "The clock hands are fucked up." It's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know? But whatever.
Yeah. I always liked that when I saw movies and things like had moved around and all that.
Yeah.
The only one I can really think of that might mean anything to me was like... wasn't it like the... In Super Troopers 2, there's a scene where you come out of the convenience
store. Two or one?
In Super Troopers also.
Okay.
when you get in your car and the seat is jacked forward, it's actually jacked forward.
Yeah.
And that was the result of a scene that had been cut out of the movie. Where
you guys made fun of me.
Your seat forward.
You guys fucked with my car. Yeah.
You fucked with your car.
Right.
Rabbit fucked with your car.
Right.
And then saw Chief O'Hagan.
Right.
And they talked about eating ice cream. You know, that's why he's so cool. But that's...
There are little editing things I think of, like having edited. Like Club Dread, there's one too, which is like... you know, there's that scene where you and Jordan are having a conversation and she's holding that like green like Peter Pan hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she puts the hat on you.
Yeah.
Like the way we shot it was like there was a point where you threw the hat in the ground and then we shot the shot of her watching you walk away and she always had the hat in her hand.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't quite match up. Like, you know, I always see that too when I see it. Like she's holding that hat.
Yeah.
When you had thrown it on the ground.
Yes.
But whatever. Who gives a fucking shit?
But who gives
who
a
Who gives
fuck?
A shit? Is it funny? Yes.
You know what?
That's really that matters.
Actually, you know what? I know my biggest one.
Yeah.
I have one.
Yeah.
It's in Beer Fest. Like, there are a lot of, obviously, there are a lot of shots where, like, we're using real beer. But there's a shot at the end of the movie during the final chug when the beer was put in digitally.
Well,
some of it.
Some of it was.
And I always thought that that...
Not mine.
I always thought that it looked... I always thought it looked super fake.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I remember discussing it with people. People were like, no, it looks great. And I was like, I think it looks
no,
so
No, you can
fake.
Notice it. But it was that was a quick... It was a hurry-up job, I think.
We were rushing.
We were rushing. But mine is not fake. Mm. If you look at the... Mine is not.
Oh, okay. Because you only just have to start... And then
no, because I actually can drink.
Sure, you had to start like the thing it, up, actually, and then so. We would keep shooting. Cut to the next guy. Okay, all right, that was your question, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. How about I've got one. I've got one, Kev.
Okay.
This one comes from It's either Bagota or Baquota. This is from Baquota. Baquota. Have you told us about how you lost your virginity? Newish listener here.
Oh, okay. Getting down and dirty right
Kev,
there, bro.
I'd like to hear how you lost your virginity.
There's no amazing story about it.
Are you still a virgin?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I've adopted my kids.
What? You know, no amazing story? What, you bought a hooker or something?
Yeah, I bought a hooker. Yeah. No, it was my long-term high school girlfriend.
Okay.
And we'd been together for a while.
Okay.
And ended up... Having sex.
Well, but like, did you talk about it in advance? Were you?
I'm sure we did for a while. Yeah, she was a good girl.
So, like, were you trying to convince her to
probably?
Do it?
Isn't that the way fucking guys are? Come on, just do it.
Come on, let's do it.
Come on, what's the big deal?
Now, had you been? Like,
nobody will find out.
Had you been getting close for a few months?
I'm sure. I mean, we went out for. Years. We went out for, you know, 3 years, four mm-hmm. years, something like that. Mm-hmm. So
like, so you guys started going out when?
I would say, God, this is terrible that I don't remember this.
I'll say.
I would say sophomore in high school.
Okay, so then like.
Maybe.
And so you would make out with her on the weekends?
Sure.
And then, sure?
Yeah.
And then, like, when did you, then you started putting your hand up her shirt type thing?
I don't know that we need to get that graphic about it, but, I mean, you know, it was the normal thing that kids
do. We don't have to be gross.
We don't have to be gross about it. And I think it was probably a year or two before we had sex.
Okay. And so, was it in the car? Or
yeah,
like,
it was in a car.
You lost virginity in a car?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I think it was in a car.
How the fuck do I not know you lost virginity in a car?
I don't know. But, you know... It's weird to you because you didn't have cars where you were in high school. Like, in high school, that's where you did everything.
Sure.
And where I was from, or where most people are from. It's
yeah.
Like you had your car, and that's where you did things.
Yeah. I had sex in cars when I was in high school.
I guess so, like but you to, couldn't like you couldn't to go to school. Lookout Point or any that kind of shit, right?
No, we'd do it in an alley or something.
He did
like
in
that.
Central Park.
He did it in a fucking gutter someplace. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of things happen.
Stairwells. Cars.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a car. It was a car.
Okay.
That's as far as I can remember.
What kind of car? Do you remember? Like your family car, her family car?
I don't. It was definitely mine, but it was, I don't remember. It was, which car it was. My dad had a Ford Granada for a long time.
Okay. Did you give her a clever line like, could I take you for a ride?
No. No, I'm sure we've been fooling around in the car for years at that point.
And then was she like, I want my first time to be special. Let's do it in the Granada.
I mean, you know, we were a long time couple, so it wasn't like, it was going to be special no matter what.
Is it? Now, let me just ask you this question. Yeah. Are you being not forthcoming because your wife sometimes listens to this podcast?
No. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Because I didn't ask the question, Sue. I didn't ask the question.
It was a long time ago.
Quota asked the question.
It was a long time ago.
I'm just reporting here. Okay.
So that's 30 years ago.
All right, so that's it?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the laughs, Kevin. Thanks for all the laughs.
I think I led by saying it's not really that interesting of a story. It's not like yours.
Kevin, it is interesting.
You were like 9 years old and you fucked the cleaning lady. It's not like that. Like one of your stories.
That was a good story. Let me ask you this. That first time, did you go back for a second?
No.
Second one.
On the same night?
Yeah.
No.
Is that, have you ever gone back for a second on the same night?
Probably.
Because you made it sound like that was so.
Probably, but I got to get to sleep. You
unfathomable.
Know what I mean? I got to sleep. You know?
Okay. I got to sleep in the back seat of the car.
I get tired after. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Did you drive home last night? No, I got to sleep.
No, I slept in the car. I slept in the back seat. I was tired. What do you want me to do?
Jesus Christ. With my pants. Did you put your pants up? No.
No.
I fucking fell asleep.
Come on.
In the back. Did she at least climb off you? No, she fell asleep
too. She fell asleep too. That's why I liked her.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I actually do think I've told it on this podcast.
I don't know that you have, but okay.
Okay, it was I lost my virginity to a girl named Donna Fucci.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe you have talked about that. Okay. But yes, tell it anyway.
And the Fooch, we were
the
Fooch, we were.
I always thought that was a made up name. Is that a real name?
It is a made up name. I'm protecting the innocent.
Okay. So you're full of shit then. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. She was Italian though. It's like I've kept her okay. Ethnicity.
Her ethnicity.
That.
Okay.
I was 15.
Okay.
And I think she was 17.
Okay.
And she was a new girl at my school.
Uh-huh.
And,
you were 15 and she was 17.
Yeah, she was a new girl at the school.
Yeah. She was new and experienced.
And she came, she was not a virgin.
She was your senior.
And she was open about it, about that she was very sexual.
Oh, okay.
And so I specifically, targeted her.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to have sex.
Okay.
And
you specifically targeted her, okay?
Yeah, and so like one night, a bunch of us were hanging out at a club called the Peppermint Lounge.
Sounds like a tough club.
Oh, dude, this place was hot.
Oh, Jesus. The Peppermint Lounge?
Peppermint Lounge in New York City. This
is that one of those ones where it's like a dry lounge?
No, it's for 21-year-olds. We had our fake IDs, got in there.
Okay.
And we're dancing. It had four levels of dance club.
Okay.
And I was like, you want to dance?
Uh-huh. And want to do the peppermint hop with me?
Yeah. Do you want to? You want to? You like candy canes?
Yeah.
You like peppermint?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, but so I asked her to dance. So we started to dance and everything like that. And then, nothing happened that night.
Yeah.
But, after school, then I saw her on Monday after school and we made out with each other.
Okay.
And I went to her house.
Okay.
And she was like, her parents were home, and her dad was a famous actor.
Oh, and so, would I know this actor?
You would. And so, he was home too.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock,
practicing his lines
in the afternoon. Yeah, probably. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Okay.
And she had a diaphragm. This girl was experienced.
Whoa.
And she said, "Are you still a virgin for lack of opportunity or by choice?" And I said, lack of opportunity. She's well, I'd like to change that.
Oh.
And I said.
Okay. And you came in your pants. And then you had to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I fell asleep. Tomorrow.
And so she said, all right, I'm going to go get my diaphragm.
Okay.
And she was going to have to walk.
And you're like, what's that?
Her parents. Yeah, diaphragm.
Okay. Yeah.
You mean your instrument? So she went and then she came back. She's like, I didn't get my diaphragm. My parents are right there. They'll know what we're doing. They knew I was there. Over
right.
In
sure.
Room.
Jesus. Okay.
And so she said, but this Friday night, I'm going to take your virginity.
Holy shit.
And so then I was super nervous.
Right.
And I didn't.
For days.
I didn't masturbate all week.
Okay. Did you diet too?
To save myself.
You diet you're dieting now?
Kale all week. I dieted for masturbation.
Right.
Trying to save myself up.
Right.
And I was nervous all week long. And my friend Andy Bellin, who we've had on the podcast, she was like, all you need to do is find us a place.
Okay.
So I said, Bellin, I'm going to lose my virginity this weekend. Can I, and his house was like a free for all.
Was he a virgin at that point or had he lost his
He
virginity?
Was not.
Okay.
He was the first one to lose it.
Okay.
And I don't think anybody else had lost it.
So he certainly wanted to help facilitate your.
Yeah. And so, and his house was the kind of house because they had money.
Yeah.
And so every
it was
house,
an orgy every weekend.
Every there. House he lived in, it was bacchanalia.
Right.
No, it was but they always had the whole floor.
Right.
And so his house, you would just get in the elevator and ride up, and it would open, and the front door was always open.
Right. Holy shit. Leg spreader.
Yeah. So I was.
Leg spreader, Lemmy.
When I was a kid, I used to go to his house unannounced.
Yeah.
And just walk in, and, you'd go right to the fridge and take fucking food, and
right.
No one cared. And, and so he said, yeah, my mom's not going to be home. She's got a date.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure everybody's gone. My brother Marco, I'll be out of there. You know, just hit every buzzer
mm-hmm.
and just say delivery and somebody will let you in.
Okay.
And so so I met up with the girl and we were walking to his house
yeah.
on West 65th
And you're
Street.
Sweating.
I was
your
so
knees
nervous.
Are shaking.
Oh, and then she said, "Oh, by the way, I forgot my diaphragm.
Oh no!
So we have to buy condoms."
Okay.
And so then I was like, "Oh yeah, terrified.
Never done that before, right?
Never done that before." Right. So I bought the condoms.
Okay.
And
extra large.
Yeah, some fucking magnums. And
the dude at the bodega just laughed at you.
Yeah. What do you need those for?
Water. Are you having a water balloon contest?
So. We went to his house, and it was like a townhouse. Like, so I buzzed all the buzzers, and somebody let me in.
Yeah.
Oh, and so and he was like, then.
And that person does not know it, but that person facilitated the loss of virginity.
Well, so
by
then,
ringing a buzzer.
So then what happened was he had said the front door will actually be locked.
Okay.
But go up the stairwell and come out on the deck, because they had the whole wraparound deck, and the sliding door will be open. You can come in. They had a duplex.
Right.
Anyway, so like so we went up to the deck, and I came around, and the lights were on inside. And I looked in, and his mom was home, and she had her date there.
Oh, God.
And I was like, fuck. Mm. And so we didn't know what to do. And finally, like after many minutes, I knocked on the front door, and his mom answered the phone. She had her side of the house, and Andy and Marco, the brother, had their side of the
house.
Right.
And you had a chick with you, though.
I had a chick with me.
Did Mrs. Bell know you're going to bone this chick?
Probably. She didn't care. That was a very liberal household. Okay. And she was cool.
Okay.
And I said, hey, Christina, because we're on a first-name basis.
Yes.
I said, we're supposed to meet Andy here. Is he here? And she said, no, he's not. You can go upstairs and wait in the living room for him. And I was like, okay. And we went upstairs in the living room, and I fumed for a minute. And then I said, fuck it, we're going downstairs. And I said, actually, Christina, we're going to wait downstairs in the bedroom. And she said, okay. And so then we went downstairs and started fooling around. I was really nervous.
Right.
I was really having a tough time.
Right.
And finally, like, you know, all the foibles aside, we did it. We had sex. The digital clock by the bed didn't even change. Right. Literally, that's how long it took. Put it in, boom, over.
Right.
Like, literally, it's like working it in, the orgasm is coming.
Right.
And then, and that was it. We did it. We did it the one time.
Okay. You didn't go for another bite of the apple?
No. And then, our friends were all out at somebody's house at a party.
Right.
And we went over to the party. So we walked in, and it was like, it's like in Goodfellas when Henry Hill gets out of jail for the first time. Yeah. And they're like, hey! And they all welcome him. That's what everybody hugged us.
Because they knew that you were no longer a virgin.
I was no longer a virgin, yeah.
You had that look about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then actually, the funny thing is when I went home, I got home at probably 4 or 5 in the morning. My mom was up.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, are you wiser in the ways of the world today?
And how would she know?
I don't know. I guess I did look different. And I said, and I got what she was talking about. I said, I am. And she said, okay, you're not in trouble. Go to bed.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you think that's true? A parent can tell?
I swear to you, that was true. There she looked at me and she said that.
Wow.
Are you wiser to the ways of the world today?
Good for her. And did you continue to see Donna Fucci or no?
I did. We went out for 2 months.
Okay.
And
did you bone lefty righty?
Well, it was funny because she and I both had Wednesday and Friday first and second period free.
Yeah.
And so, and my sister had just gone away to college, and so she would come over to my house on Wednesday and Friday mornings.
Right.
And we'd do it.
Okay.
A couple times.
Okay.
And I think I've told you this story. So my sister was away at college, and I was getting a new bed, because now I had become a man.
Yeah.
And I used to have a bunk bed.
Right.
And I was like, I need a new bed.
Right.
And so my parents were getting me a new bed.
Right.
And my bunk bed was gone, and so I was sleeping in my sister's room.
Yeah.
And so one morning, I almost said her name. Donna Fucci came over to my house.
Right.
And we had sex.
Okay.
And I went to remove the condom.
Yeah.
And the garbage can was across the room.
Right.
And I was like, I was so lazy because I was getting the sleepy feeling.
Sure.
And so I just put it in the tissue box on the night table.
Oh, my God.
And I was I'll get that after school.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Cut to June.
Yeah.
My sister's back from college.
Oh, my God.
Donna Fucci and I have broken up,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a new bed.
Okay.
And my sister and I get into an argument at the dinner table, and my sister's like, yeah, well, at least when you go out of town, when you're away from home, I don't violate your bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I never violated your bedroom. And she's like, oh, yeah, then how come I found a used rubber in the tissue box? This is at the dinner table.
It would be sweet if you pulled it out.
How come I found this? And my mom's plate or my mom's fork hit the plate.
Right.
And it was at that moment I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to get that fucking condom out of there.
Right. Oops.
And my dad didn't know what to do because he's conflicted.
That's my boy.
Yes, I
That's
like
my
that.
Boy.
I like what I'm seeing.
They're happy that you're using protection, though.
They should be.
They got to be happy about that.
They should be. Yeah. So anyway, so I, you know, my mom was looking at my dad.
Yeah.
My dad was like, hey, Steven.
Don't leave your condoms in your sister's room.
How could you do extra large? Okay, he's like, hey, Steven, how could you do that? But he was kicking me under the table.
Right.
He was like,
oh, nice.
Giving me the lick. Yeah,
nice. Yeah, that's my boy.
He was kicking me.
That's my boy. I hope she was beautiful.
So yeah, Nina and I broke up after 2 months. It just wasn't.
Who?
Oh, fuck. Donna Fucci and I. Donna Fucci and I. But you know, but we like, and she would report. We'd go into school. She'd be like, Steve lasted 5 minutes today. Like, tell everybody, like, come on.
Right.
Fucking break.
Yeah, but you love it because you're... Okay. Scott Minifee.
Okay.
At King's First Cup.
Oh, this fucker again.
Did we have a question by him already?
Yeah, remember because I said King's First Cup because they've actually won 2 cups. He was the one who asked, you're going to do the Oscars.
Oh, okay.
Let's
okay.
Say, yeah.
Here's his other question then.
Okay.
If they made a movie of your lives, Steve, who do you think would play Kevin? And Kevin, who would play Steve?
Okay.
So
I've been thinking about this.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, we've certainly made jokes about it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, we have.
that, you know, like,
but
right now, like, I think it depends on what age you're at.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, is it David Arquette?
Sure.
Is it,
yeah. For
you know, at an older age, is it Kevin Klein?
Okay.
Maybe Kevin Klein plays Steve Lemmy.
Oh, my God, really? I would love it if Kevin Klein played Steve. I can't even speak.
With a little theatrical flourish to
it. Can't even speak, especially if it's Kevin Klein from the New York Rangers, the defenseman.
No, it's Kevin Klein from Phoebe Cates.
So Kevin Klein would play me in the...
The elder Steve Lemmy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's flattering. for you, let's see. I wrote, my first instinct was Christian Bale.
Christian Bale?
Well, because he can do anything.
Okay.
He's a chameleon. You
okay.
know, it's like for the, like the machinist, he lost all that weight.
Right.
For the, you know, the
American Hustle.
Movie.
Yeah, I mean, he bald.
Does all that stuff.
Right.
Like, I bet, like, you know, it's like he's the modern De Niro. You know, like he like De Niro put on 50 pounds for Raging Bull. I bet he could look exactly like you.
You think
Christian Bale? You guys kind of have the same eyes.
Okay, I'm Batman.
Yeah, you could do it.
I'm Batman.
You could be. You know what they should do?
Yeah,
is they should do a Batman like they've done. Okay, we have the comic Batman. We've got the Dark Knight Batman.
Make the joke.
Fat man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Fat man.
Exactly. Is that what you were going to say, or did I?
No, you prompted me.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say it, but then it came to me.
They should do Fat Man, and you would be Christian Bale.
No, but seriously, like Christian Bale, I think it would be a good one. I didn't want, you know, I mean, it's like you'd say like Russell Crowe could be or something like that.
Sure.
But you have those piercing eyes.
True.
Like a Cillian Murphy or something like that.
Killian
Murphy. Holy shit, you'd crush Killian Murphy.
I probably would.
Or, but you know what? Really,
break
it'd be
a
like
spine
because you have a gigantic head. It would be like Patrick Swayze could have played you.
Sure.
You have a similar Swayze thing. Like
I guess
big
so.
Head.
He's more elegant than I am. He's
got better moves.
He has more of an elegant move than I have.
He has better moves than you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here then. That was a quick one.
Yeah. We can fire through some faster. It doesn't, you know.
Okay, here's one. This one
here.
Then comes from Jay Copra, Jay Co. Broomy. Pizza or wings? I'm going to say pizza.
You don't like wings. You are anti-wing.
It's not that I don't like wings. It's that, like, because I do like wings.
Right.
It's just that, you know, how, like, a lot of people have, like, a certain booze that they drank that made them sick?
Right.
And now they can't drink that anymore?
Right.
Like my freshman year, I ate so many fucking wings, and I was so like greasy, and like I gained so much weight freshman year.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That like I'm just not in like wings. They're just
right
to me. It looks like fat on a plate, but I like them.
Right, I fucking love wings.
You love wings.
I love wings, but I would go pizza.
Okay,
because pizza has a different level of love.
A different
pizza
level of love
is
pizza.
You know the greatest thing ever created.
Okay. All right, thanks for the laugh, Kev. Thanks for the laugh. Okay, you. What do you have?
Okay, let's stay with Jay Copra. When at Jayco Brew Me.
Mm-hmm.
When more than three members of Broken Lizard are in a car together, who drives?
I'll tell you who doesn't drive. Me.
You.
Me.
You don't drive.
There's a couple of reasons for that.
Yeah.
For the first 30 years of my life, I didn't have a driver's license.
Right.
And so when we would do our cross-country road trips, everybody else would have to drive except for me.
Right.
Once I got my driver's license, certainly there was definitely lack of trust in me. And then when I actually did drive, I'm pretty sure I confirm why people don't trust me as a driver. I for some reason, like I know with you, I can be a very flighty driver.
Yeah, but like, that was because you were medicated.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Right, okay.
So I definitely don't drive.
Yeah.
I guess this is a kind of a joint question then.
Yeah.
For a long time, Jay did all the driving because he was the only one who had a car.
He had a car, yeah.
And so he would drive.
I would say I would drive or Jay would drive. Soder, I think, doesn't like to drive.
Although, there was one time that Soder and Stolhansky and I were shrooming.
Yeah.
And driving from Phoenix or from Tucson back to Los Angeles. Yeah. Like, that's a long fucking
drive.
That's
a long drive.
And while shrooming, he did all the driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was really good.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, yeah. Okay, so there's that. Okay. Let's see. Let's see here. What? Oh, here's one. I like this question. Here's from Enchilada Mole.
Okay.
Do you know this question?
I see it.
How does Steve stay so darn handsome while he ages?
Okay.
Kev?
Well, let me tell you. Perhaps if you listen to the first 10 minutes of our podcast, you'd hear what a pussy is. So the answer is he lives the life of a pussy. That's how he stays so handsome. I don't know. Go ahead. You tell me.
It's because I burned the candle at both ends.
Is that why?
Because I enjoy life. I live life to its fullest.
Huh.
You know what it is?
What?
Laughter.
Oh.
Happiness.
Oh.
Sleep. Although I'm not getting any fucking sleep these days.
Sure.
Have a good time.
All the time.
That's it.
All the time.
Stress kills, bro. Have a good time all the time.
Have a good time all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that. Thanks for that excellent question.
Okay.
Enchilada.
Dustin Estes at Dustin Estes says, what do your wives think about all the partying and drinking stories? I have the luxury of my wife. I went to college with her. So she knows every drinking story that I have and pretty much all the people that I drink with or have drunk with.
Yeah.
And so it's like there's no mystery to it. It's as if, you know, she grew up with it. And so there's not a she's totally used to it. It's
sure.
like being the daughter of Tom Cruise. You're just used to it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yes. Being the daughter of Tom Cruise and being married to Kevin Heffernan are virtually the same
thing.
You're
just used to it.
But certainly there are things that she has not been privy to that she might find shocking.
I don't think so.
Does she, like, does she know the time that you lost your pants and you were dogpiled by the guys at the Korean grocery?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does the Chew crew know about that? Why don't you tell them about that night, Kev?
Well, that night was a long day. Full day of drinking, and then on top of it... In New York City, and then on top of it, a few of us broke off because we had to go to a bachelor party. A friend of ours that I work with, that my friend Cormier worked with, had a bachelor party, and we had to break off and go to the bachelor party, and we were already fucked up, wasted. And like it was one of those deals where you go into your a party that people are supposed to get fucked up, but you're already way more fucked up than anyone at the party.
And you don't know anybody.
I know like a handful of the guys that I work with, but I don't know the friends and family and these people. I don't know these guys. I'm with the guys that I know.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it was at a Mexican restaurant. I remember that. And I was like just sticking my hand into the buffet and eating without utensils. And
yeah, like scooping shit up like a bear with
stuff
a,
up.
Like a river.
And they had little water pistols in the shapes of dicks.
Yeah.
And they were filled with tequila.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that they were filled with tequila.
Yeah.
I thought they were water pistols.
Yeah.
And so I was spraying it into people's faces.
Yeah. Didn't you get like the groom or something?
I got Cormie in the eyes.
And you screwed. That was actually where we came up with the Club Dread thing.
Right. That's tequila.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm laughing. He's like, that's tequila.
Yeah. So you're hammered.
Yeah.
Scooping up the buffet with your hands, squirting tequila into people's eyes.
Yeah. And then we left. We finally got out of there, like three or four of us, to head back to meet up with the rest of you guys. And yeah, we stopped at a deli to get beer, you know, like a typical bodega on the streets of New York City.
A Korean deli.
Yeah, and the dudes were, you know, spraying down the thing or whatever. And then I remember, like, I was so wasted, and I like, fell onto the ground, onto the sidewalk. And then my friends started piling on me, or as we call it, Ferragamoing.
Yeah.
After Vince Ferragamo, the
who always,
oft-sacked quarterback of the Rams.
Yeah.
So they were Ferragamoing me. And all of a sudden, all the fucking Korean and Spanish dudes working in the deli piled on, too.
That's just the greatest thing I've ever heard of my
life.
Yeah,
it was just a free-for-all. They were running out like, hey, Ferragamo! They were jumping on top of that, and it was a big dog pile on the sidewalk with the deli workers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we finally got back, and I think I passed out in a chair and puked in my lap, and that was it. And I woke up the next day.
That's right. Actually, that's funny. I actually forgot this part of the story.
Yeah.
Is that because then the rest of us who had also been out partying, we came back to the house, and it was the flop house where you guys lived. It was a townhouse.
Yeah.
And we went up to the second floor where you were passed out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were
I was in the first floor.
No, because we were down the first floor.
Oh, right. I was in that little TV room on the second floor.
Yeah, and you were sitting in the chair, passed out, vomit from the neck down.
Sure.
And we took some pictures.
Yeah.
And then we went downstairs.
Yeah, and you guys partied, continued to party.
We were partying, and then probably like an hour later, you walked down the stairs.
Right.
Pale white, shivering.
Right.
Covered in vomit.
Right. No pants.
No pants.
Because I had taken my pants off, or somebody didn't put them in the washing machine.
Yeah. But then we were like, hey, what's up, queen? And you were like, I lost my pants. You were shivering. You were shivering.
And the sun had come up at this point now.
Was it that?
Yes.
That light? But you were shivering. And you were like, have you seen my pants?
Right.
And we were like, no. No. And you were like, I can't find my pants.
Well, you guys are all laughing at me.
And we were fucking laughing.
And I was like, stop laughing at me.
Yeah. You were
I just lost 3 hours of my life.
That's right, queen.
Yeah.
What's so funny? Why are you laughing at me? I've lost 3 hours of my life.
And so,
which made us laugh fucking harder.
Now, the point is, though, yes, my wife is aware of those stories. I mean, that's what you do when you're 22 years old.
Sure.
Or however we were 22, right?
Yeah.
Probably 22. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was around then, and she knows that shit. She knows that shit.
All right, good. So she knows.
Does your wife know that shit?
I would tell my wife anything. My wife knows everything. And, you know, and I mean, my wife and I met on a night when, like, we were out partying.
Right.
Super wasted, and you know, and my wife and I, we love to have a good time, and you know, we carouse with each other.
Right.
We're PICs.
What's that?
Partners in crime.
Is that what you call her, my PIC?
Yeah, but that's a popular term, Kev, a PIC.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what the kids are. Is that popular like the
Not
kids
the kids.
Are called?
If kids, do you mean by people of the planet Earth?
Well, yes, who said, like, what, give me a context for somebody, like bros going out? The wolf pack goes out and says we're PICs?
Maybe. We'll ask the wolf pack.
Yeah.
We'll ask some bros. We're going to see Soder in a couple hours. We'll ask him if he knows what PIC is.
Okay. But seriously, is it?
Yeah, PIC, a partner in crime.
Okay.
But I meant it tongue-in-cheek anyway.
I don't know if you did.
But so she knows all that stuff. And actually, she's like, you know, I remember there was a time, like when we were on our Broken Lizard stand-up comedy tour, and it was like, holy, you know, we always come out for the meet and greets, and like people were like, somebody was signing a boob, and somebody said, like, somebody asked my wife, like, how does do you care about this? She said, well, when I met Steve, this was what was going on.
Right. I met him in the context of a drinking event.
So I always have known him like this.
Right.
So I knew what I was getting into, so it's cool.
Sure.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So so I got lucky.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I think it's easy to say that in your 40s.
I'm not 40, I'm 38.
As opposed to if she saw you at 25. Those were different days.
Yeah. Well, I also think that, like,
those were very different days.
I couldn't possibly illustrate to her some of the hideousness of what went on. Like, I could,
like what we just discussed.
Sure. And I think that the people that, even the people we just told, the True Crew, probably still can't even envision the hideousness
right.
of what the entire day was for all of us.
Right.
Because it was a long, tough day.
Right. But I'm just talking about in general. I'm like, my wife was in our fraternity house yeah. at the height of the sweaty, stinky shit that was going on.
Was she at a Rolling Rock?
I don't know if she's in Rolling Rock, but she was at plenty of those parties.
I think that like a lot of people beyond our wives would be shocked at some of like the half hour parties. I think people would be very shocked.
Probably.
I think Rolling Rocks, people would be incredibly shocked
yeah,
and alarmed.
I was often alarmed.
If I saw my son doing what we did in those Rolling Rock parties, I would be extremely...
Just drinking Rolling Rocks, Lemmy. Give me a fucking break.
I would take my kid out of that college. Okay. All right. So then, keeping with the wives, then Corey Bernsdorf, C, Steve
yep.
Bern, B-E-R-N, asks, if you had to wife swap each other's wives... Whose wife would be able to last the longest with the opposite spouse? I'm not sure. Is that a sexual question, or is it like
I feel like
a
it's
month
a,
or two? Type thing?
How long would that relationship go on? Because if it was a wife swap thing, like the joke would be, or maybe the reality is, I would squash your wife, right? I would probably crush her.
But you could say that about your wife too.
Right. I'm saying my wife's used to it.
Oh, so I see. Your wife's bones have toughened over the years.
Yeah, she's a strong boned woman. But I'm saying like, yeah. So who would last the longest in a relationship? I guess is what it would come down to.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, we shouldn't. The sexual thing is we're not going there.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, let's. So in a relationship,
I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
I'm probably too irresponsible for your wife.
Maybe, but you guys have
shared...
She'd probably
get tired of all the lovemaking, too.
Maybe that's the case, too. Yeah. Yeah. It's just simple with me.
Yeah.
But she... you guys have more kind of shared experience, certainly, than I have with your wife.
Sure.
You know, you know all the same people, and you were...
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we were just talking about.
I've known her since college, yeah.
Right. And that, you know.
Yeah.
That might bode well for the lasting relationship on your end.
The first time I feel like I met your wife... She came into my room to pick up an article that one of her girlfriends had left behind.
Oh, right. What's that story again? Tell that story.
the callous part is I cannot for the life of me remember the girl's name.
Okay, right. Not that you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You wouldn't give her name anyway.
You're right. I wouldn't.
Right.
But it was a girl that we fooled around one night. Stand type thing, and I guess she left in the morning and left like her purse,
okay.
pocketbook,
or something behind in your
ID, something
your
like wallet
apartment.
And ID,
okay,
in my room at the fraternity.
Oh, at Beta.
At Beta.
Okay,
and then was too embarrassed to come back and get it walk back into the fraternity house, and so your wife came and got. I was
Who
in
was
bed.
Probably not embarrassed to walk back in the fraternity.
No, she just came and she said, "Hey, did so and so leave?" Something here, like I had seen it. I was like, yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Hey, you want to get it? You want to climb in?
I'm going to be with you for the rest of your life. That's who I am.
See this?
Yeah.
See this? You like what you see?
You're going to be seeing this for 30 fucking years, asshole.
Let me tell you something. Next year, your husband's going to try not to let me into the comedy group, but it's not going to work. And then I'm going to be in your life forever.
And she said the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, who's this fucking clown lying in the bed?
Yeah.
I'm going to know him for the next 40 years.
Yeah. Oh, God, Kevin. Don't let him in the comedy group.
And so that was it. That was just the reaction. She like walked in and said, give me that purse, you slime ball, and then she walked out.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That kind of thing. And, but so to go back to the question, though. So, like, it would be like, could your wife deal with my irresponsible nature?
Right.
And all the lovemaking, and could my wife deal with getting crushed?
Right, but aside from the physical element of it, there's also that kind of like, I would not dance alone in the living room with her on New Year's Eve.
Sure. Like,
which that might upset her.
You would say no to watching Pitbull's New Year's Eve Revolutions.
Right, right.
And dancing with her.
Right.
Yeah. And
so that might be a problem.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go to fucking New Hampshire with three kids.
So, you
right,
would.
So we're in the right
you
place.
You would. Spoken by the guy who's flying connecting flights to Miami.
And don't tell that to my wife. She booked it. She's going to kill you.
Connecting flights to Miami during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not.
That I can't even. I can't even fathom that. I'm yeah, that would. That. That's it right there. That's how I wouldn't be able to stay with your wife.
I know. You'd be like, you're too fucking stupid.
What are you kidding me? It's the Super Bowl. Speaking of that, here's one from Michael Corrin. How many points are the Pats going to lose by?
Oh, man.
Fuck, I'll do that. There was another football one, too. Like, what do we think about that Patriots game?
Yeah, or the give us your take on the Seahawks-Packers
the Seahawks game
from E-City Sports Show.
My situation, I told you this story, but, like, I was trying to be healthy, right? So I was on the treadmill.
Yeah.
But I was a little behind. Like, I taped it, and so I was, like, a half hour behind.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching that game, and the Pack is just fucking kicking the shit. I mean, like, they owned that game. They owned that game.
Yeah.
And it was going on and on and on. And I got the treadmill, and I'm standing. It's like, according to my taping, there was like 4 minutes left in the game, and it's like 19-7. Like, the Pack's up by 12 points still.
Yeah.
And I clicked on my computer, and I accidentally saw a headline. Like, you know, I hate when that happens, but I was, you know, behind in the game. So actually it says Seahawks shocking win in overtime. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm looking at the TV. There's 4 minutes left in the game. They're up by 12. I'm doing the permutations in my head of how they could even tie it up. And I'm like, it's impossible. That's got to be wrong. That's got to be a joke.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, that's what happened. And it was fucking shocking.
It was the most. It's one of the most incredible finishes I've ever seen.
Yeah. You Everything know, went right for them.
Yeah. And even after that, then the fucking Packers drove down and tied it up with a field goal.
Yeah.
And then they went into overtime and the Seahawks just fucking crushed it. I don't know. I really thought the Packers were, from the beginning, I was like, oh, this game's over. The Packers
yeah.
are going to take it.
Yeah.
Now,
like, and I was rooting for the Packers.
Yeah.
So.
Now, last year, you and I made our predictions on our live podcast in
yep.
San Francisco with Sam Levine.
We
and
did.
We predicted the opposite of what happened.
Yeah,
we thought the Broncos
we
were going to crush
the Broncos,
the Seahawks,
yeah.
And the opposite happened.
Yeah.
So I don't want to bet against the Seahawks again. But I hate, like, I hate Brady, and I hate fucking betting.
I don't hate Brady. I mean, I respect Brady, and we've talked about this. It's like we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
He's such like a metrosexual dude. Like, even when he gets dressed up for the press conferences and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and the hair and the in like sweater vests
yeah.
and shit like that, and. You're like, if that dude was not the quarterback of a Boston team,
yeah,
that's the guy that the Boston fans would make fun of relentlessly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they would slam that dude. They want to beat him up.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Whatever. But they fucking love Tom Brady.
Open up your mouth and put it on the curb, Brady.
Yeah, they would suck Brady's dick. Every single one of them would right
oh.
now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Who wouldn't?
Which is the weird thing.
Who wouldn't?
It's the, but that, you got to respect that. Here's a guy who's a metrosexually guy who, you know, has all these fucking blue collar,
I know.
Boston fans.
He wears UGG boots. Their quarterback wears UGG boots, but but you can do that when you
win.
Yeah.
When
well, it's been
win.
A while since he's won since because he yeah. then he ran into the fucking Giants.
That's the thing. He's lucky. Belichick's just lucky that he's not up against Tom Coughlin in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Eli Manning.
Yeah, might give him a chance to win one.
Yeah, I bet they're thanking their lucky stars. They're not playing Eli Manning this week. A couple weeks.
Are you going to make a prediction then, or are you waiting on the prediction?
I.
Or you want to think about it?
Ah, shit. You know what? I'm predicting the fucking Seahawks win.
Okay, I am too.
I
am actually going to too.
That defense has looked.
I think it's going to be a good game because I think both these teams. They started, you know, relatively slow and poorly in the season and just kept gaining steam, and now they're peaking.
But also, you know, it's like, you know, you come off a throttling of a team like the Patriots do. They didn't get tested against the Colts.
Yeah.
Whereas the Seahawks, call it what you will, say the Packers lost the game for themselves.
Yeah.
But that team's got some fucking momentum.
Oh, I mean, it was certainly resilient team.
Yeah, that's the momentum.
No question about it.
Yeah. How are we looking?
We're almost at an hour and a half, so
okay.
We should maybe just fire through some questions quickly.
Okay. Let's do
the first. There's a lot of Super Troopers pot fest. Let's just give an update.
Okay.
We'll cover all the Super Troopers questions people want to know.
Do it, Queenie.
So Super Troopers 2, it's happening this year. We've had multiple meetings about it over the last couple weeks. And I think we're going to start the casting process soon. So I think we'll start going out and trying to get some people to act in this movie with us. That's the stage we're at. And so I think that in the next month, that'll be the process. And, then the hope is it'll be, you know, tied to when we get those people secured in the movie. But the hope is late spring, early summer, we shoot this movie.
Yeah. Podfest.
Right. What is there any other info on that? No, right?
No, that's good. And then
Podfest?
Podfest is something. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens with Super Troopers 2, and certainly something we'd like to do, but more on the distant horizon.
And then someone else asked, what other things are we working on? And for those who don't know, we're going to shoot a pilot. We're shooting a pilot. Lemmy Soder, Stalansky, and myself wrote this pilot for TBS, and we're going to shoot it in 2 weeks. And hopefully they'll like it and want to make more episodes from it. Because that's the way the process works, right? You shoot a pilot, and if they like it, then they order the series. So we're going to shoot our pilot in February and see where it goes.
Yeah. Okay, let's just fire through a couple.
Do you still have the bear costume? Avery Chasten says, do you still have the bear costume? As a matter of fact, we do. As a matter of fact, we just got it out of storage.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll post a picture of it tomorrow.
Okay. As a matter of fact, it's sitting not 50 feet from us.
As a matter of fact.
In my barn.
As a matter of fact, it still looks good.
It looks good.
It looks good.
She looks good, and she feels good.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. This one is from Skonuts, or Scott Mueller, at S-C-O-N-U-T-S, at Skonuts. He says, what are some fun wedding games? My brother's getting married this summer. We are both huge fans. One great wedding game is called Kick the Groom in the Balls.
I love that game.
Love that game.
Yeah, we played that at my wedding.
Yeah.
That was an awesome
That's where
wedding.
I learned it. That's where I learned it.
Oh, you did?
It. That
okay.
was a blast. Okay.
Great.
I've got another one from Enchilada Mole, at Enchilada Mole. If you had unlimited budget and distribution, what movie would you want to make? Probably Diamond Hunters on the Moon, and we would use real diamonds, and we would shoot it on the moon.
Good. Yeah, I like it.
That's the one we've been talking about for a while.
Okay.
Okay, what else?
Let's see. At Dream Warrior writes, did they eventually bring you to Shenanigans? And I would just say stay tuned for Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, I have actually
You might see us maybe at Shenanigans, or a place much like it, perhaps.
Yeah.
I won't give anything away.
Don't give anything away. I've actually been to a real Shenanigans. In the Bahamas. I was, there's a restaurant, now I can't remember exactly where I was in the Bahamas, but there's a place called Shenanigans right on the water, which was great.
Okay.
So thanks, JB.
Yeah, and then let's see, we got a couple of t-shirt questions here. People want Scotty Two-Tail, no.
Scotty Two-Tails.
Dustin Estes, at Dustin Estes says, wondering if you get some Chew Crew t-shirts, and someone else had one too, right?
Yeah, we should do some Chew Crew
t-shirts.
We
gotta get some t-shirts going, man. Okay. That's bullshit, right?
Jamie Elkins, at Silent Snooch, will anything further happen with Fatty and Tatty? Also, please look to Sacramento as a potential stand-up stop. Will anything further happen with Fatty and Tatty? Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, if we, I think we'll around the Super Trooper shoot time, we'll probably put them out there again, and you know, we'll see if people love it. We'll,
we talked about maybe trying to sell it as a TV show.
Yeah,
but that's a pretty serious commitment
because of the
14 hours of tats.
Yeah,
but enjoy the 12 that exists right now.
Andy Lowe at Wall Bill. This is a technical question. I guess he has his own podcast. He wants to know what equipment we use.
Oh,
because it sounds really good.
Oh, good.
But he put a question mark. It sounds really good.
Okay.
We use, for our two-man thing, when we're just fucking around together, a Zoom H4N handy recorder.
Zoom?
Zoom.
No, Zoom.
Like Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. And then when we have guests, we record at the Nerdist studio, which is all high-tech shit. I don't even know what they have over there. Super high-tech microphones and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to ask them.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
How's that for an answer?
That's great. Thanks for all the laughs, Dave. Thanks for all the laughs. Okay, what's here? Matt at Sober as a Bird says, "What's the most you've lost on a bet, money or pride?" I lost 10 minutes of stand-up comedy.
Yeah,
one time.
That's true. Which you never paid up. I guess you've done 10 minutes since then. But
yeah, but I was so scared, and because you would be terrified of it too, you actually never made me pay you, nor did you ever give me shit about not paying up.
I think I gave you shit about it, but it was one of those deals where you knew it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
I think back in those same days, Jay and I would constantly make bets about between the Bulls and the Knicks games.
Yeah.
And then he won the right to piss on my feet and has never done it. Like, he won that right and has bragged about having that right for, and now that's like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder if the statute of limitations runs out at some point.
Because he also, what he said was he was going to eat a ton of beets to turn his piss blood red.
Right. And then piss.
Was, yeah.
He piss on, from the knee down, he could piss on my legs.
Yeah. Well, because originally the bet was like your right foot, and then you made another bet on another.
Right. It was like a double or nothing.
Yeah. And then it was both feet. And he said what he needed to do was eat a ton of beets, and also he's just going to drink like red wine, like tons of liquid.
Right.
So that he could have the biggest, longest piss ever.
Right.
But so far that has not been collected on. Okay. At the Chris McCalla says, can I borrow $20? The answer is no.
This Temujin at Real Tim DeMarco. Here were a couple. One of his questions is, did we land on the moon? And I do believe we landed on the moon, but the question is, why have we not landed there again?
Mm.
Dun, 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 dun.
Mm.
There's something out there.
We'll think about that.
There's something out
there.
We'll
think about that. We have no answer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because it smells like cheese. Okay. Let's see. Will you guys do the Getting Dug with High podcast? I'm not a big fan of just monkeying out like that and getting stoned.
Monkeying mean like you're in the zoo and people are watching you smoke pot.
Yeah. I tend to get a little freaked out in those situations. But I'd love to just do the movies. Doug,
sure, I love Doug Benson. I'll do it.
That'd be great. That comes from Scoobs 321.
Scotty Two Tails at Scotty Two Talls or Tails? Scotty Two Talls. Oh, yeah. Okay. At Scotty Two Talls. Will Freaky Reeky ever appear as a character? Reappear as a character. He's the coolest. Freaky Reeky was in Puddle Cruiser. And I don't know if Freaky Reeky will appear, but Stelhansky's going to play a kind of a fun, similar character in the pilot.
Yeah.
Called the Dunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some good shit in the hopper for that. People are going to, if you like Freaky Reeky, you're going to like this new character.
Yeah, he's
this new TV character.
That's probably the closest thing to Freaky Reeky we're going to have. Okay, let's see.
Let's hope they pick it up. They pick up the show.
Yeah, that would be great. Jason Wallen at Jason C. Wallen says,
we met him before.
Did
he came to our Cincinnati show.
Okay,
big guy.
What was the first time you thought, "Hey, I should be an actor"? I think I tried out for that movie Heaven Help Us when I was 14.
Right,
and they cast me as a core extra, and I made $87.50 a day for many days of work and made a lot of money.
Right.
And then a few months later, I got cast in that breakdancing commercial and got paid, not a lot of money, but for a 15-year-old kid or 14-year-old kid, got paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's when I thought.
That's when you're like,
I was like,
the money. The money's good.
It's the money.
There's
the
money.
Money. But then I never thought about it again until college.
Right.
And even then, it wasn't like I want to be an actor.
I didn't think about it until college either.
I want to be in a play. And that's when I tried out for the comedy group.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
Like, I like being funny.
We wanted to just make movies.
Yeah. Like, I've never been like a, I'm an actor.
Well, that's the thing. I remember in my high school in New York City. And
although I think I'm okay at it.
You're great. You're the best. In Colorado, too, like, the high school actors, the kids at both those schools were very affected. Like, they wore berets and, like, 6-foot scarves around.
Right.
And they were, like, if you want to talk about, like, cliques, like, they are actually one of the most exclusive kind of cliques that we had in the school.
Sure.
Very not friendly.
Yeah.
To outsiders.
Insular.
Yeah.
We had the same thing.
And even at Colgate, I remember taking a, actually, this is kind of a funny story.
Yeah.
When, this is a story, I was in a stage direction class.
Yeah.
And it was all the university theater people and me.
Yeah.
And this was my junior year in college, junior fall. And, I don't know why. I was just sort of interested in that. And I remember, like, I was sitting in the back and I was making a point to the teacher. And one of those, like, student theater students was shaking his head no in the front row. And I remember, like, while I was speaking, I could see this guy shaking his head no.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, who the fuck is that motherfucker? I'm going to curb that motherfucker.
Right.
I'm going to stick him in a tire and light him on fire and run down a hill.
Who was that motherfucker?
That motherfucker was Paul Soder of Broken Lizard. And that was the first time I met Paul Soder. and I was not fond of him.
Sure.
And then I remember we did our first Charred Goose Beak show.
Yeah.
Of which Paul Soder was not a part.
Right.
And on, like, somebody filmed the last show, and on film you can see on the video you can see Soder talking to Jay in the background.
Yeah.
After the show.
Yep.
Asking if he can be a part.
Right.
Of the comedy group.
Right.
And I remember when Jay brought the idea to us, I was like, don't you let that fucking guy in the group. I hate that fucking guy.
The same way I did with you.
Yeah, the same way you did with me. And in both cases, Jay did not respect the wishes of his friend.
That's true. Yeah. To the benefit of everyone.
Yeah.
All right, we're long here. So
all right.
We can...
let's wrap it up.
We can wrap it up. I mean, there are some other questions, but maybe we'll save them for the next...
yeah, it's time.
Question time. Everyone...
I've got some questions for the ladies. Ladies,
sure.
Need some questions for our ladies podcast.
Our ladies podcast.
Yeah.
But thanks, guys. Thanks for sending your questions. And we'll do this again, because this is fun. This is good. I like answering the questions.
Me too.
And we'll do it again. We won't wait so long next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's chew.
That's it, man.
Fucking lime Tostitos on the way out.
Lime Tostitos?
Hell yeah.
I guess I should eat something that, like, I wouldn't, like, I'll do wings.
Yeah. Spicy or mild?
No, I'm mild, but, like, fat, big fat wings.
You going to do a wing or a drumstick?
I do both. I like a two-boner.
Okay, you eat a two-boner?
Yeah, two-boners. I like the two-boners.
Okay.
With some dripping sauce.
So you won't have sex twice in one night, but you'll do a two-boner with the chicken?
I do a two-boner wing, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Two-boner wings.
Let's chew.
All right, everybody.
Thanks. See you. Come to San Francisco. Sketchfest.
Yeah, Sketchfest, February 7th. Be there. See you next week. I'll talk to you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.